oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A lot of security goes into Inauguration Day. Gabriella Border is a reporter on the U.S. National Affairs team. Gabriella, I was reading your article in Reuters and talking about, first of all, the fencing. Have you ever heard of so much fencing at an inauguration?
It's funny. This is the record amount of anti-scale fencing that has ever been put up in Washington, D.C., according to local security officials. 30 miles. And that fencing is kind of spread out. It's not 30 continuous miles of fencing, but it's around the Capitol. It's around the White House and Lafayette Park, and it's all over the National Mall. So it's feeling very much like a fortress in D.C. these days.
Gabriella, I mean, I've been to D.C. prior to 9/11 and after, too. And even after 9/11, there was a whole lot of changing of routes, roads, closures, access and so forth. So how much of this fencing is in place like all the time, like on a Tuesday in May or whatever?
A lot of it was already up from the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter and January 6th, the certification of the vote, which both of those are national special security events as well. Now with the inauguration, they're actually adding to the fencing that was already up. I mean, inaugurations are always extremely high security events. This inauguration has even more security because security officials are saying we are in a higher threat environment. We have to remember that this election season, there were two attempts on Donald Trump's life. There are a lot of sort of lone wolf attacks that have been going on recently. So those are some of the factors that are going into security officials planning for this event.
Gabriella Border is a reporter on the U.S. National Affairs team. Have they completely just shut down all the roads?
Yes. The roads are closed and there's concrete everywhere, concrete barriers, that anti-scale fencing. There are 25,000 uniformed officers in D.C., and those are officers from federal, local agencies from all around the country. There are actually 4,000 officers coming from 34 states. So absolutely no driving. It's gridlock. You really can't get anywhere close to the Capitol in a car.
Gabriella, coming in, we've been talking to all sorts of experts, bringing in, bringing out. As a spectator, what should people expect, right? Like, they're not going to have you walking in with backpacks.
Yes, there will be airport-like security, but the list of items that you're not allowed to bring in is extremely long, and it actually goes beyond typical airport security, but it includes everything from chairs. You're not allowed to bring your own chair in. You can't bring a backpack or a suitcase, any sort of liquids. It's a very, very long list of items that will not be allowed anywhere near the Capitol grounds.
This seems to be a question we keeps coming up today. Where do people go to the bathroom? Do you have any idea? Like,
right.
You're standing along there. You're with tens of thousands of people. Like, do they bring in special porta potties?
I believe they do. That's pretty standard for any sort of large events on the National Mall. It's actually my first time covering inauguration, so I can't say I know exactly what will be there.
Let me know where you go
but
potty.
They have to,
right.
They,
right. We're
they have
follow
to
up.
Plan in advance for that.
I think about vendor access and all that when you're talking about taking care of 250,000 people. And the last time I saw 250,000 people was Woodstock.
I actually spoke to one of the vendors on the National Mall a couple of days ago, and he was not sure if he was going to be able to stand where he usually stands on the National Mall to sell his t-shirts.
Mm.
So it depends on whether they can actually get to where they usually sell.
Right.
It's going to be tough for not only the vendors on the National Mall, but the local businesses in downtown D.C. Metro stations will be closed down. There's going to be bus route detours, and walking is pretty much the most reliable form of transportation around downtown D.C.
All right. Gabriella Border, she's a reporter on the U.S. National Affairs team. Thank you so much.
Thank you.